Sweet Nothing. Just coming up to 11:49. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm very pleased after I thought they were not going to turn up today for some reason. I don't know. They're trapped on the motorway. But I'm joined by Echoic, and we've got Connor on lead vocals, Jack on guitar, Aaron on bass, and Kira on drums. Good morning.
Good morning. Hiya.
It's lovely to see you all. Thank you very much for coming in.
Looking
very serious over there.
That's just my default face. Oh, sorry.
Let me go. Say it again.
That's just my default face.
There we go.
Sorry.
You look at me because I hadn't turned your microphone up properly. That's why you were staring at me.
Okay.
Oh, that's it there. Now we can do it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely. And now I'm joined in the studio by Echoic, who are a fantastic band. They hail from Reading. I've been playing this single on the Phoenix FM for the last couple of months, actually, called Last Train. You will have heard it on my show repeatedly because I keep playing it, because it's a great track. The band are currently touring all over the UK promoting their debut EP, Testify, and we're going to be hearing their new single, My Mind, a bit later, and they've got a great video to go with that as well, so do check it out online. Before we talk about the debut EP, how did you guys all meet, and how long you've been together as a band? Why are you all smiling and looking like that? What's going on?
Anyone want to start on this?
Which question do you want me to answer first?
How did you all meet?
Me and Jack. No.
You had a solo project, yeah. And I used to stalk your solo project because I used to think you were really good. And then I, like, stalked you at a gig one day and I was like, oh, you're really good. And then you were looking for a guitarist. And then...
So that's where I got involved. And then we started playing guitar and, you know, like, duo gigs for a little
bit. And me and Aaron just were meant to be temporary people.
But we never left.
Yeah, basically. Just sort of sticking around, guys. I know, it's awesome.
And how long have you been together as actually the band? It's been a
2 years.
2 years.
Well, in August. Is it August? No, it's past August.
Yeah.
Sorry, this year's gone really fast.
This is what tour does to you. But yeah, 2 years and 2 months-ish soon. Yeah.
When you actually put together songs, and I always ask this musician, sometimes you get somebody who plays a couple of chords on the guitar, or when you're a band, do you actually bring stuff down that you've written on the guitar, or do you actually just turn up and go, right, let's just jam something, and the words come from there, or how does it work when you're putting tunes together?
It's a bit of a mixture, really. Like, it works in all kinds of ways for us.
Yeah. I think different songs have been written differently.
Exactly.
So Last Train is probably the one, the most which happened, we were just kind of in a room,
jam. And
it happened.
Yeah.
But then, like, Keep Me Warm, Connor, like, largely did. And then he brought it and we made it bandy.
And then, like, My Mind, I sort of did. And then we changed it all because we got together and we're like, now we don't like that bit. Changed it all up. And, yeah, it works. It's kind of song by song. That's how we work. It's a bit different. Yeah, we don't have, like, a set style.
Are you doing it, like, as a Coldplay thing? Because Chris Martin does most of the songwriting, but he kind of shares out. Because I always find with, like, bands, it's like, well, if, you know, have I got writing credits on that? So is it a collective? You all do everything together? I don't want to cause a problem now.
Full on fight.
Well, you're full on fight. We've not thought about the royalties.
No, I'd say so. Yeah, it is.
Because it's like we're all really mixed as well. So, like, even when we write a song, like, sometimes I will come up with, like, a vocal part for Connor.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll even come up with, like, a drum beat for me, or we'll be like, oh, this bass line will work. So we sometimes take over each other's roles in the band as well, like, temporarily.
I'm good at writing riffs.
So. Yeah, like, Connor writes a couple of my riffs, and then I work on bass with Aaron and suggest a few bits. And, yeah, it's really bizarre. I don't know how we pull it together sometimes, but it just works out.
And you're already, you're still at this particular moment in time, getting on really well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
fingers crossed.
Everyone has arguments, but it's kind of healthy to, you know, and we kind of just usually get off all the extra tension just by a little bit of cussing.
Yeah.
Like, we always say, like, if any of us have a little bit of, like, kind of tension with an opinion or anything, like, musically, I always say, like, keep it away from the friendships, like, band stuff. If we, like, criticize each other, like, constructively, we always say, let's keep that separate to our friendship and don't, like, take any hard feelings, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is a completely separate thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's easy to get sort of embroiled into stuff when you're so passionate about stuff. Bit of an in joke for you guys there.
Ooh, I don't know.
Jack was very patient.
I'm not in the band. What's going on? Am I allowed to know? We can't know. Is there some sort of what's going? What's passion?
No, Jack just said that he felt passionate because he was going to be late to Phoenix FM.
He was really stressing, and we were like, yeah. It's really stressing. It was like, calm down. He's like, but I'm passionate. We're like, all right, Jack.
We thought he was going to come up with, like, a much worse word.
No.
Like, with the amount of anger he had in him, and then he said passionate, and it kind of, like, diffused the whole situation.
Yeah, we just ended up giggling in the car.
But like, Jake's side is really good, like doing this alongside like our best friends. So even though we sometimes dig at each other and that, it's always for a good reason, and it's good to be travelling around.
I like the way you're looking over saying that.
Really?
I'm just secretly glaring at Connor while I'm saying this.
Oh dear. Now, we are going to be talking more about the music, also more about the EP as well, and we'll be finding out more about you guys. But before we do that, I want to play this song I've been playing to death. So, Last Train...
Well, we were rehearsing in Aaron's friend's backyard thing.
It's like a home-built studio shed converted thing.
Sounds very rich to me.
Yeah. And I don't know, I must have been going through something. I don't know.
Literally, we jammed it out and we had already booked the studio, thought we had our song sorted out.
Yeah.
And then we randomly came up with this literally like 3 weeks before we went into the studio, and we were like, actually, this is better than the song we were going to originally pick. So it was like complete fluke, really, that it came around the right time.
I think originally, like, different parts of the song started off as different ideas for completely different songs as well. Like, yeah, the breakdown bit was something we'd been messing about and jamming with, sort of thing. And then we wrote the rest of it, and we're like, I wonder if we drop this bit in the middle, if it'll sound okay.
I wonder how you wrote it, because it's got that kind of, you go, oh, I wasn't expecting it to go to...
Yeah, there.
Yeah, that's what it's a good song.
We do like our bridges.
Yeah.
We do like to change it up a little bit.
To the last stop home.